Greta, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm actually with the Detroit Free Press.
Or a Detroit Free. Well, you know, I did that again, and I don't know why, but I'm like typing that in right now. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
I've been doing good. Thank you.
Well, your story about borders is a big, big deal because they offered $960 million for Barnes & Noble. Talk about this story.
Well, Borders has been struggling, as you know, for several years, and Barnes & Noble has begun to struggle as well under the weight of competition from internet retailers and mass merchants like Walmart. And so now it's kind of like the traditional booksellers need to combine to survive the competition.
Greta Guest is with the Detroit Free Press. We're talking about her story in the Detroit Free Press from Tuesday, titled Borders Offers $960 Million for Barnes & Noble. I know that not only do they have challenges with all the competition, but with the electronic ways that folks can get books now, especially with the iPads and similar type items, that's making business tough.
Exactly, and both booksellers are ramping up to become the go-to place for e-readers and digital books.
Well, as your story says, that both the company shares gained on Monday after Borders made an all-cash offer of $16 per share. Where does the deal stand as we speak?
Well, as we speak, the Barnes & Noble will need to review the offer and take it to a vote of the shareholders. The largest shareholder is the founder of the company, and some analysts think that he will feel the deal is a little light.
And besides that challenge, what other hurdles do they find with this deal?
Well, there could be antitrust concerns, though analysts are certainly split on whether that will be any big deal. Because there's so much more competition in the book business, it's definitely bigger than Barnes & Noble and Borders at this point, that they regulators may see that there is a reason for them to team up to fight the other competitive onslaught.
Your story talks how turnaround experts said Monday that Borders has more to gain from the merger because it's the weaker competitor.
Yes. Borders is much smaller. It has about currently $2.8 billion in sales, and about 3 years ago it was a $4 billion retailer, whereas Barnes & Noble is at about $5.8 billion in annual sales, so much bigger.
And Greta, you had a quote from Jim McTevia. We have had him on the program several times. He predicted this for several years. I would imagine that they've known about their challenges. Why such the slow pace to try and get their house in order?
Well, I believe it was 2005, Borders was still expanding its brick-and-mortar footprint across the country. It was in big expansion mode trying to, you know, compete against Barnes & Noble. At that time, Amazon.com was selling Borders books on its site. And so they realized, I think, a little too late where things were heading.
And Greta Guest is the fine writer with the Detroit Free Press. She covers business. Greta, what are you going to be working on this week? What should folks be looking for as they pick up their Free Press?
Well, take a look in Sunday's real estate section for a story on how people view foreclosures.
All right, sounds good. Greta, thanks so much.
Thank you.